Now, an empty university building during the holiday period smells like an opportunity for Israel Yeroba. He's organized this so-called summer e-school. Thanks to a few friends, he's created a four-day training school without any government or NGO support that's attracted well over 100 young people to learn more about writing for the web, digital photography, internet law and programming. Now we've stepped outside the main conference room and come out into the garden here. Israel Yeroba, you're the person who came up with this idea. what's the inspiration behind this e-school?
I think that we are obliged. We must connect people who knows everything about websites and people who don't knows something, and to connect the two groups.
But you've got well over 100 young people here listening in, and this is all free. I mean, how have you managed to do this? I don't see any big multinationals. I don't see any UN agencies or anything. I mean, how are you able to put on this sort of thing for free?
I try to do something for my country, to do something for the web community in Côte d'Ivoire, and with or without someone, I think that it's important to do something today in Côte d'Ivoire.
For the young Ivorians here, participants and speakers alike, the school is a rare chance to meet others interested in new technology and to learn new skills.
You have, amateurs, you have professionals, people that have a certain expertise or good understanding of certain notions and tools, and they just come together and share it with students. You have people that were not really exposed to those to this information.
People need to be convinced, because even the way blogging is very developed in other countries, not the same here. We are working on it. We are working on it so that people will be able to see the importance of the web.
It's very useful for Africans, especially because we had a very hard time like few months ago, so it's very important for us to be interested in this kind of activities.
Important perhaps for the government too, given the growth in this sector in other countries on the continent. But the organisers say the government is yet to really grasp the potential for the web. For BBC Network Africa, this is John James in Abidjan, Ivory Coast.